My guest at this time is Michael Lewin. He is a former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who announced on Wednesday that he will not be seeking a fifth term in the U.S. Senate. Michael is also currently a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, and he's a longtime Democratic activist and strategist. And Michael, thanks as always for being with us.
Well, happy to be with you, Greg.
Well, you and I have talked so many times about Joe Lieberman, your time in his office, which we can touch on again in a moment. But I remember talking to you when he was named Al Gore's running mate just over a decade ago. And of course, the huge position that he took on the Iraq War, which made him fall out of favor with his own party, he lost his own primary, came back as an independent. It's been a very eventful decade for Joe Lieberman. Why do you think he's deciding now that this will be his last term?
And that's not the half of it. He was nearly John McCain's vice presidential pick.
That's true.
Just 2 years ago. And I think Joe Lieberman is, in his generation of politicians, one of the more interesting and enigmatic figures in American politics, and also among the very most effective members of the Senate in recent memory. So today, for me, as a friend of Senator Lieberman, it's a very bittersweet day. I will miss him as a member of the Senate and a public official, but also I know for him and his family, it's the right thing to do for him to move on at this point in his life. Well, he's still relatively young and in very good physical condition to do some other things, and I think he'll continue to contribute to the public policy of our country, though not from inside the United States Senate, but from some other post here in Washington or elsewhere in the world.
Michael, we keep hearing that had Lieberman decided to run for a fifth term, that he would have faced a very stiff challenge. Obviously, that was the case in 2006, but given that the Iraq War is not exactly a front burner issue anymore, do you believe that he really would have faced as tough of a race as people were suggesting?
Yeah, I think he would have faced a tough race because anyone that runs as an independent against the forces of the Republican Party on one side and the Democratic Party on the other would have that challenge. But Joe Lieberman has shown at least once before that he could withstand such a race. And I actually believe there was a path for victory in 2012 for Joe Lieberman. And I think, you know, frankly, I think he would have won. You know, I'm reminded when he was running for the Senate, people told him there's no way he could beat Lowell Weicker. On Labor Day in 1988, he was 20 points behind Weicker. Everyone wrote him off, and there he is on Election Day winning by a half of a point. When he lost the primary in 2006 to millionaire Ned Lamont in Connecticut, everybody, at least in the Democratic Party, were telling him to hang up his spikes. There's no way he could win as an independent. His time had come and gone, and lo and behold, he opened up a 10-point lead the day after the primary and never looked back. Joe Lieberman is a very, very surprising politician, and the landscape is littered with those that underestimate his political skills and ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. So I think he had a very good chance of winning in 2012. That said, I still believe he made the right decision. There is life after politics. Joe Lieberman has always said that, and now his actions are matching his words.
I don't even know if Chris Dodd was off the podium to say that he wasn't running for another term when Dick Blumenthal got in that race. Do you expect any people to immediately jump to the forefront in replacing him?
Yeah, there are a couple of Democrats and probably more than a handful of Republicans, Greg. Congressman Chris Murphy, a third-term congressman from Connecticut, has talked quite publicly about running, and my understanding is he will probably announce that he is a candidate sometime this week or next. Another Connecticut congressman, Joe Courtney, from the eastern part of the state, New London area, if you will, has been talking about it. Not sure he'll run or not. Murphy would have somewhat of an organizational lead on him, at least at this early date. Former Secretary of State Susan Bisewitz would represent the more liberal element in the Democratic Party. She's in the race, but I would be surprised if she could perform up to snuff against Murphy, Courtney, or others. And Connecticut, look, it's a wealthy state. It's a state where there are any number of 40-year-old retired billionaire hedge fund people who could enter the race and change the dynamic immediately. The Republicans, by the way, could offer a strong candidate. Linda McMahon, who ran against Blumenthal, ran a credible, though losing race, is considering running again. She certainly has the personal wealth to do so. Tom Foley, who lost narrowly in the gubernatorial race this year, has a is certainly a potential, and I think it could be a very strong candidate. And again, on the Republican side, there are any number of wealthy individuals who might want to try their hand at public service. You know, they call Connecticut the state of steady habits because we don't change our politicians all that often. So this is an opportunity that may not come up again for several decades. So I wouldn't be surprised if any number of politicians decide this is their last best chance to get into the United States Senate.
Well, Michael, obviously the big issue for Lieberman back in 2006 was the Iraq War, and that's what caused the splintering of the party for that particular election cycle. For the most part, though, on social issues and economic issues, while maybe not as far left as some in the Senate, he's usually a pretty reliable Democratic vote, so it's really national security where he tends to break with the party orthodoxy. Does that suggest, then, that Connecticut has moved substantially left from when he first was elected?
No, I don't think it does. I think Connecticut is actually pretty much where it was 22 years after he was first elected, though the issues have changed and people have moved with some of the issues. I think Connecticut has always been a state that identifies strongly with a vibrant national defense. You know, Connecticut is one of the key defense states in the country. We have, you know, we make our nuclear submarines there. We make engines for tanks and jet aircraft that the Navy and Air Force use. So a substantial employment base in Connecticut is part of the military-industrial complex. So I think people in Connecticut, like most Americans around the country, believe that we need a strong national defense. And frankly, I think that was further enhanced in 9/11, given Connecticut's proximity to New York, to New York City, and how many Connecticut residents were killed or were part of the 9/11 tragedy. I think being strong on terror is even more in the forefront of their mind. So I think Lieberman in many ways reflected that. In that primary in 06, he clearly did not reflect the wishes and whims of the far left of the Democratic Party, which turned out to vote very strongly, as much in a protest against Joe Lieberman as it was in a protest against President, you know, George Bush at the time. A lot of that has settled down as the war in Iraq has settled down. But it's safe to say that large parts of the organized Democrat Party in the state of Connecticut would have stood in opposition to Joe Lieberman had he decided to run this year.
Michael, very interesting career, and there's still 2 years left of it. Thank you very
much. Absolutely. He's nothing if not surprising, so keep your eyes on him.
Exactly right. Michael Lewin, a former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, and he's a longtime Democratic activist and strategist. I'm Greg Corumbus.